Part 2. Questions 7 to 11. You will hear a consultation in which a lawyer is giving her client advice on setting up a new business. For questions 7 to 11, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Good morning. Nice to meet you in person. Now, I understand from our phone conversation that you'd like some advice on putting together your business plan.
That's right. Thank you for seeing me at such short notice. I really want to get this idea rolling.
Well, let's start off by discussing what you'll need to put down in your business plan.
I've got it all worked out in my head, so presumably some sort of outline on paper is what's required.
Well, more than that. A good business plan will show that you have thought through each critical element of the business, identified the strengths and weaknesses, and addressed the business and legal risks. The process of putting all this down on paper usually shows up if any issues have been overlooked. The business could face legal exposure if it's not properly funded, for example, or if it lacks the proper permits.
And once the company is up and running, does the business plan play any role?
Indeed. To my mind, an effective business plan can serve as an excellent roadmap to keep the business on track once launched. It's often the case that the management team loses sight of where it's going when the business gets into financial difficulties. The business plan can serve as a reliable manual for the management in matters such as dealing with competitors, improving products or services over time, allocating capital, establishing managerial duties and responsibilities, to mention just a few.
And I suppose that as a business grows, it needs to have more of its policy clearly stated in black and white.
Exactly. And the business plan can create a common expectation for the business strategy between the owners and people like investors, partners, and managers. This common expectation can reduce the possibility of a senior partner or manager becoming disappointed with the way things are going and possibly even mounting a legal challenge.
Yes, I can see the benefits to the company itself. I mean the internal benefits. But does it have any benefits in terms of relations with external people, like investors?
Absolutely. It can be used to explain the business to prospective employers, partners, bankers, and so on. Managers frequently find themselves in a position where they're required to justify why a bank, accountants, or insurers, for example, should get involved with the business. The business plan becomes a tool to help them describe the business.
Well, I can see I really need to spend some time putting this together properly. Where would be the best place for me to go to find examples of effective business plans that I can follow?
There's an enormous amount of help out there. The internet is good for giving an overall view of the many different types of business plan possible, a rather time-consuming option, though. I can give you some in-house templates, but in your case, the most detailed is in this file, provided by the Business Training Council. You're welcome to take it if you like, and you can bring it back when you've finished with it.
Oh, many thanks. That'll be a great help.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good morning. Nice to meet you in person. Now, I understand from our phone conversation that you'd like some advice on putting together your business plan.
That's right. Thank you for seeing me at such short notice. I really want to get this idea rolling.
Well, let's start off by discussing what you'll need to put down in your business plan.
I've got it all worked out in my head, so presumably some sort of outline on paper is what's required.
Well, more than that. A good business plan will show that you have thought through each critical element of the business, identified the strengths and weaknesses, and addressed the business and legal risks. The process of putting all this down on paper usually shows up if any issues have been overlooked. The business could face legal exposure if it's not properly funded, for example, or if it lacks the proper permits.
And once the company is up and running, does the business plan play any role?
Indeed. To my mind, an effective business plan can serve as an excellent roadmap to keep the business on track once launched. It's often the case that the management team loses sight of where it's going when the business gets into financial difficulties. The business plan can serve as a reliable manual for the management in matters such as dealing with competitors, improving products or services over time, allocating capital, establishing managerial duties and responsibilities, to mention just a few.
And I suppose that as a business grows, it needs to have more of its policy clearly stated in black and white.
Exactly. And the business plan can create a common expectation for the business strategy between the owners and people like investors, partners, and managers. This common expectation can reduce the possibility of a senior partner or manager becoming disappointed with the way things are going and possibly even mounting a legal challenge.
Yes, I can see the benefits to the company itself. I mean the internal benefits. But does it have any benefits in terms of relations with external people, like investors?
Absolutely. It can be used to explain the business to prospective employers, partners, bankers, and so on. Managers frequently find themselves in a position where they're required to justify why a bank, accountants, or insurers, for example, should get involved with the business. The business plan becomes a tool to help them describe the business.
Well, I can see I really need to spend some time putting this together properly. Where would be the best place for me to go to find examples of effective business plans that I can follow?
There's an enormous amount of help out there. The internet is good for giving an overall view of the many different types of business plan possible, a rather time-consuming option, though. I can give you some in-house templates, but in your case, the most detailed is in this file, provided by the Business Training Council. You're welcome to take it if you like, and you can bring it back when you've finished with it.
Oh, many thanks. That'll be a great help.
That is the end of part 2.